Welcome to Activate Yourself with Geeta Sidhu-Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Geeta Sidhu-Rab.
Hi, this is Activate Yourself. My name is Geeta Sidhu-Rab, and as always, I am absolutely thrilled to have you with me because, you know, one of the things I've done my whole life is I have always been on some kind of public stage, almost my entire adult life. I've been a speaker, I've done TV, I've done lots of standing up in public to speak. And I have always found it something that I didn't look for. It was something that came to me. And I always found that it was a really helpful thing in my life because when I got a platform, I learned to use that platform for impact. And I think that in today's day and age, that is such an important thing for all of us, that the more that you can actually get a platform that supports you with a tribe that believes in you, you're going to have a greater and greater impact in every element of your life. And for me, I've been lucky enough to be a public figure without being hugely famous. So I haven't had the problems of fame, but I've had the joy of the impact. Today's guest is somebody who can help you with those things. And so I have her here so that we can ask questions about that. Because the one question that I'm asked the most at any stage in life is always, how do you get publicity? How do you get in papers? How do you get everywhere? And there are many ways to do it. And one of the ways is by creating yourself as a personal brand, by becoming an influencer, by writing a book. And I wanted you guys to be able to understand how to do that for yourself. And so the lady I have on today, Lily Patrescu, is going to help us to understand that because she is an influencer with 140,000 followers, which is ultimately phenomenal. That's 140,000 people that actually listen, believe, and follow. She's a personal branding strategist. She's an author. She's a copywriter and has written two books. You've written more than one book, right, Lily?
Well, in total, 28 books for me and other people.
Amazing. Well, see, there you go. She's like an extrapolator, an expander in that space. So Lily, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Geeta.
Tell me what it is. Why did you start to do this? What was it that made you go down this route?
Great question. I came to London to work as an au pair with 100 euros in my pocket. And 8 years later, it felt like I was having the time of my life until one day when everything kind of stopped. And the reason why it stopped is because I turned 29 and I realized, wow, I have to do something. I wasn't sure what, but I knew I had to do something different, because it felt like I had nothing. I had done nothing. I had nothing. I didn't have a boyfriend. Everyone was running away from me as if I had the leper. And and I couldn't even find a boyfriend. And I didn't have a proper job. I was still a nanny at that point. So it just felt like the world was collapsing. Although I had a lot of fun, I had money, I was, you know, renting a room in London. And I just thought, what am I going to do? I just started asking myself, what can I do now? If you've ever been in that situation where you just don't know where you're going. And then I decided to publish my first book, which was called Meet the Nanny. And it was that book that started to open up a lot of opportunities. The first opportunity was that I started to attend a lot of events, marketing events about the book, so I can figure out, okay, how are people going to read this book? And because of that, I met my current boyfriend and life partner, and he gave me the opportunity to manage his property business, which at the time was doing about 400K per year. And because of the book and writing multiple books, and because of my insight, I managed to take it from 400 to 642K per year with the same number of properties. Using the book And not, I don't mean Meet the Nanny book. I mean other books that I helped him write, to actually build a business, because I realized, wow, the book really can help you to grow your business if you know how to use it. And that's how I started. And then from then on, I kind of started to speak even more and to speak internationally, got invited to speak internationally because of that. I started to meet celebrities, and because of that, I'm organizing so many more events, and and I'm continuing on my mission to impact thousands more people.
I love that. When you did that, was it something, what was it that had to change inside you to become that person? Because I'm always saying to people that it is the internal shift that brings the biggest results, right?
Yes, I fully agree. So I would say that I was relatively negative, I had negative thinking all of the time. Okay. And you could say that there was a very gradual shift that happened in me. And the very first gradual shift that happened was when I went from Romania to London. That was the very first one, because I just had a very good feeling about it. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I just knew everything was going to be perfect. And it was.
How old were you?
I was 22, almost 23.
Yeah.
And I came on my own with 100 euros in my pocket to work as an au pair. And I didn't know anyone in London. So the very first shift happened then. And then the second shift happened when I was noticing that from the very first week, I was getting hired by other people to do their babysitting, for example. And everyone was saying, wow, that was excellent. And I was thinking, wow, I'm excellent. All of a sudden, you know, having grown up with this, you can say childhood, where my grandma used to say, you're stupid, you're fat, you're ugly. And then, having this, really high marks at school, like 9.81 out of 10. And, my grandma saying, you're stupid, you're fat, you're ugly. It's not enough. It should be 10. Right. So there was that really high bar that was given to me about, you had to be the best. You had to be the very best. You have to get the maximum possible. You have to be perfect. And all of a sudden, I was working for these people as a babysitter, and all they were saying was, wow, that was excellent. And I was, cleaning their house, and then they were saying, wow, that was excellent, that was great. And because of that, that gave me so much confidence. That was a small...
first time you were getting like a positive feedback.
Yes, I was getting so much positive feedback. It was almost making me cry to hear it, because it wasn't something I was hearing every day, here, how it is. I get so emotional when I hear parents encouraging their children and saying, wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Because I never really heard that as I was growing up. And I would say the next shift happened is, I think that at every, 29, 39, 49, I think every person goes through a little shift in their mind, because it feels like they're going to the next stage. And it was like that for me as well. And what I discovered was that I had to do something different, because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and then trying to get a different result. So what I did is that I sought mentors. So I met this guy, and he told me about this book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah, I love that. Dale Carnegie. I have read that book so many times.
Yes. And I think that was one of the main books. There was another one called Who Moved My Cheese? And it was like very simple books, but really they created such a massive impact in me. And one of the key lessons I got from there was that you just have to look at your situation in a positive way. Be a pleasant person. Yeah. If you're going to be a burger flipper, be the best burger flipper there is. If you're going to be a nanny, be the best nanny there is.
Yeah, I agree.
Really enjoy it. And I decided I was going to be that person. So I started going to work half an hour earlier. And I started really enjoying that. Like even going on the bus and not having to rush, all of a sudden was such an enjoyable feeling. And whereas before I was like in a rush and fretting and, worrying about being late, now I was all of a sudden calm. And then, the kids would be like, Lily, wow, it's so exciting to see you. And all of a sudden, the energy of everything I was doing turned out positive. So like even, you know, if you're ironing all day, if you're going to have a positive mindset, then maybe you're just going to have a better day.
Yeah.
And when you have a better day, your emotions just are more stable. And because you have better emotions, you come up with better ideas. So I started listening to Brian Tracy. I started listening to a lot of audiobooks. And because of that, it's like my mindset gradually started to shift. And that's how I came up with this idea to publish my book.
I love that. So what takes you through, okay, there you are writing Meet the Nanny, and you find, you start to market that, and you've discovered this whole world that exists of marketing, which I have very fond memories of me discovering marketing because I didn't know what it was. I want you to talk to me about what made you think, let me do this for other people. We're going to go for a short break. And when we come back, I'd really like you to talk more about this, please.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. What is it that made you think, let me do this for someone else? Like, who was your first ever client outside of your boyfriend?
So my very first client was actually a guy that asked me to write The Billionaire Mindset, a book. And it was actually me who suggested it to him. And he said, I really want you to write this book. And I actually told him, you know, I think I could actually even write it for free in exchange for your coaching, because I needed a mentor. So I started writing this book, and while writing this book, I learned so much about the mindset of billionaires and how they're thinking and how they're focusing on the positive, not the negative, and how they're taking risks and how they're, you know, leveraging opportunities and so many different things that I didn't know about before. Now, what ended up happening is he actually didn't give me the coaching that he promised. And I still gave him his book. And he didn't mention me in the book at all. But what I did gain from that was, first, one of the first lessons of the billionaire mindset is that you don't dwell on the negativity. You dwell on the positivity of what happened. So by me doing that, I learned so much about being positive and about, you know, so many different things that millionaires and billionaires do. And I was able to start implementing that into my behavior. And one thing that I started implementing was reading a lot. So I was listening to audiobooks. I was reading a lot. And one thing I read was from Brian Tracy. And he was talking about how it's so important that you learn every single day. Because if you do, you could learn the equivalent of someone who studies at university. And I was thinking, yeah, I could do that because I can iron and I can listen to audiobooks. I can clean and listen to audiobooks. I can pick up the kids from school and listen to audiobooks. And when they return, you know, I'll do my job and everything. And on the way home, I could still listen to audiobooks. So I was learning like a sponge.
Yeah.
And that is a really key thing. Being positive, being kind, being pleasant. And because of that, I think that I started to gradually attract a different kind of people in my life. And that was Harry, for example.
Yeah, the thing I'm trying to understand is that who you are in this process, because I understand building a business, but I also, having built businesses myself, I also understand that going from one place to the next and growing as a human is what enables all that information. And I get that you absorbed all this information, but what were the things that you were finding different about yourself? Because it's actually, I found that it's a huge drive to be ambitious, and I'm a big fan of it. But I also find that there are parts of that where you think, okay, I wonder if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. I'm going to just try anyway. I'm going to fail at this. You know, where's the human part of this process? Because that sounds effortless, and it sounds like a book. It sounds like I did this, and then I did this, and then I did this. Life isn't like that, right? It's usually a bit forward, a bit back. It's up and down. It's always a bit different, or not. That didn't happen to you at all.
Yes, you are absolutely right. So I would say that when I started transitioning from being a nanny to, you know, working as a property manager and, you know, doing the book, what happened was that I was battling within myself, because a lot of the time I was thinking, am I good enough for this? And I think the answer was no for a lot of the time. And I can't say that that it was an immediate process. It took me many years to kind of peel those onions and to start really believing in myself and really to start believing in my power, so much so that now I believe I am a badass and people should be lucky to speak with me and should be lucky to listen to me because I have so much to offer. But the change from where I was, where I really totally did not believe in myself and I felt like I had no confidence and everyone was so much better than me and so much more advanced. And am I ever going to be that good? Because I was already, you can say, I felt for a lot of times that I was too late because everyone had started a long time ago to be working in an office and everything. And I was 29 and I had pretty much only worked in an office once or two times for like a month.
Yeah, it does make you feel like they're doing their career and you're left behind. That's true.
Yes. I totally felt left behind, almost like, am I ever going to be able to reach those places where these people, these amazing, successful entrepreneurs of London have reached? And it just felt for a lot of the times like the answer was no, I was never going to be that person because I'm like so far behind. It's impossible. But I think gradually, as I was reading and as I started to, after I published my book, I met my partner, Harry. And after a while, after a few months, initially he said, no, I don't have a job for you. But after a few months, he said, okay, I'll give you a chance. So I quit my nanny job and I started working as an English school director. He also had an English school and he had a property management business. And initially he thought I couldn't rent properties because I didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So I did that for, I would say, about a year. And then one day, his property manager went to for the weekend, and they had like these properties that she couldn't rent. Okay, yeah. She had two rooms that she couldn't rent for £500 a month. And I said, you know, why don't I try? And he said, no, you don't know how to do that. And I said, but let me try it anyway. So he gave me the keys. I went there. So I thought, you know what? This property really needs a revamp. So I went there, I painted the rooms, I painted and I cleaned the entire house. I added a few details. And then I used Harry's book as a way to kind of gift it to the potential clients that I was seeing that I really was interested that they would get this property to rent. And they did. And not only they did, but they rented those two rooms for $750 per month each.
Instead of 500.
Yeah. And so that, and I mean, in those 2 days, I managed to do that. So by the time she returned, they were rented. And that's when he kind of realized, oh, maybe she can do this, right? So it's like those little things, those little types of actions really made me believe a little bit more in myself. But I can't say that, oh, all of a sudden I was superwoman. No, again, my confidence was still very low. So it was a very gradual process. I would say it took me at least 8 years to kind of start to peel the onion, to start to feel like, okay, I could do this. And I would say that the biggest transformation I had was only 11 years later, okay? Which was like, you can say last year, that's when I really started to step into my power and to really believe, wow, I really am amazing. I really need to embrace this. I really am talented. And I've been there, you know, I've been that all along. I just couldn't accept it for myself.
Well, I think it takes time, doesn't it? And I think that if you've grown up in a house with a family member who's consistently tells you you're not, that is a problem. You are going to, I remember saying this to my best friend. I remember saying to her once, you're going to have to speak louder than my mother's voice in my head, you know, because that's the voice you carry and you're kind of used to it. And to get away from that, you do need someone to talk louder until you start going on that wavelength. We're going to go for a quick break.
UK House Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK House Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And so we're back. tell me what it is that makes you think that everyone can be elevated.
So I think that not everyone should write a book, interestingly enough. I think everyone can write a book. Not everyone should write a book. But I do think everyone has a book in them. Okay. And I think that we need that support team that can deliver it for us, because people like to learn in different ways. They like to learn through listening, through, visualizing, or through touching stuff, and, through writing. So because of those different ways of learning, for example, it's very hard for someone who is visual to kind of to write, perhaps. So then they would need the help of a team or of some tools, or maybe using AI or different things to actually help them to write it. And that's particularly why maybe, it will be harder for certain types of people to do it because of the way they like to learn.
Right.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is, should everyone and can everyone be elevated by a book? For sure, they can. And I think we all have something that we know. It can be something as simple as cooking without oil, or it can be something as simple as how do you wash your hair and, you know, make it glamorous, and, you know, how do you maintain your hair, or how do you maintain your skin? It can be something that appears very simple to other people, or something that appears very simple to you. And I think most of the topics that are going to work very well are topics that are very simple and common sense.
Like makeup tutorials on TikTok and Instagram are insanely popular.
Yes. So it's about something that is so simple and common sense to you, but it's not so easy for other people. And the funny thing is that the more common sense and simple those things are to you, the more it's actually likely that someone else cannot do it. So for example, I cannot really do my makeup. I look, you know, like I still need to kind of get into the practice of doing it. And I know that if I did take, you know, for example, like a makeup course, I would look a whole lot better. Right? So, yes, it's true.
I feel like that too.
So, but there are people that are amazing at that, and they can teach it. But now I have to say that there are certain topics that are more lucrative than others. Now, you could even be a parent, a single parent. And I think you can still empower yourself to teach stuff. And you can teach about parenting. You can teach about cleaning. You can make a multi-million pound business about cleaning. So there are so many topics that you can actually turn into a highly successful business. And you don't have to say, oh, it has to be this. It doesn't have to be blockchain. It can be parenting. It can be, you know, jumping through hoops. I don't know. It can be becoming a clown. I don't know. It can be so many different things.
Anything,
So the important thing is to not to get stuck up on what someone else is doing. Just because someone is a property investor, a blockchain, whatever it is that they're doing, and they appear to be successful in that, that's fine. You don't have to be like worrying about them. Worry about yourself and publish your own big book, because you have your own gift, and your gift is not like anyone else's.
No,
so that's the key thing, because you have your own gift. And if you focus on your own gift rather than looking at what other, you know, another person's gift is, yes, you can get inspired by someone else. You can get ideas. You can become creative. You can leverage other people's ideas by looking at, oh yeah, that's a good idea, and I also know about that, I can do this, right? But don't be worried about other people and their gifts and their skills. Worry about your own, and because you can really turn what you know into something that can be monetized. I really believe that, and I do think your brand and your business and your wealth can be elevated with a book. And I'm proof of that, because when I started publishing my first book, it took me 3 months. Then it took me much less time. And I can say that the very first person that I actually charged, friend, okay, I think I was struggling to even charge £300 for the cover of a book, okay? And now my packages are a lot more than that. So the key thing is that when you actually start out, and when you're publishing a book, then you can really elevate your brand. You can really elevate your authority.
It acts like a calling card, a business card, right?
It adds
ability to someone and helps you to stand out.
Yes, but it's a lot more than that because you can say many people, millions of people have published books. And the difference that they have with people that are actually making money with their business is that they are writing the right book. And ideally, the book needs to look like a luxury business card and it has to have good content. And then if you wrote a really good book, and you create a really good marketing for it, then you can also sell, thousands of copies and see it in front of more people. But my focus for a long time was not so much selling books, but just using that as a calling card, as a business card to attract better speaking opportunities and business opportunities. And it has really led to that. So, for example, this year I was collaborating with a celebrity who was featured in the movie The Secret. And she was viewed by 700 million people in 18 movies. And we did this collaborative book program together where we were publishing Global Conscious Entrepreneurs. And I helped this celebrity to create five number one bestsellers for multiple weeks in Amazon. And that we're still doing more, more PR and more promotion and more marketing for it. And but the key thing is that it's so much is possible when you elevate
I
your
agree.
authority
That's
and when you
great.
do it in the right way.
I agree, because if you think about it, that I was just pulling up your socials here on the side. Because when you come from a place when you wrote the, being a nanny and thinking, what the hell am I going to do? And you just have drive and ambition and a commitment, and you've created a phenomenal business out of it. And I'm really impressed by what you've achieved. How do we have people get hold of you?
You can message me at hello at lily.global. Lily is written Lily.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I hope people are inspired to reach out to you to see if they can work with you and create a platform. I have to say that much as I've often really disliked it, having a public profile has been of such use to me on so many levels. And in this day and age, it's even more useful because it's the first thing anybody looks for. And that's a really lovely thing. So it is something that has a huge benefit if you have work you want to do in the world, you know? So thank you for joining us, Lily.
Thank you.
My name is Geeta Sidhu Rob. This is Activate Yourself. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you found this inspiring to see that somebody, a young girl, can come to town and develop this insane, amazing, great business. I follow so much of what I did in my life, so I'm a huge fan of these kinds of stories. I think that the more that we are people that develop huge platforms and have huge impact, the better the whole world is going to be. So I'm a massive fan. We look forward to having you join again. This is Activate Yourself.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Geeta Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.